Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I just saw this study where it said that most video gamers are female, like over half of them are female. And I wanted to talk to you because I know that you game occasionally. And I put this on KRZ Facebook
daily.
As well. Daily? Okay.
Yes.
What makes it so great? Because my niece and my nephew will want me to get into this. And every time I watch them, which is often, they are so good at Roblox and Fortnite and you name it, they have mastered it. And they actually laugh out loud at how bad I am at doing it. What makes it relaxing or great for you?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a loaded question for someone like me. But the easiest way to describe it is it's a chance for me to forget about everything going on in this world and focus on what's going on in my world.
That makes
so
sense.
I play a game called World of Warcraft where you have a character, then you level them up and you go through the world and you do things. You become whatever it is you want to do. Like if I want to become a tailor, I could just go and make clothes. If I want to fight, I can go fight. Like whatever it is that you want to do, you could do it. So if today I feel like relaxing and going fishing, I go to my game and I go relaxing and go fishing in my game and listen to great music, whatever it is. It's a chance for you to just forget your problems and enjoy the little things in life.
Similar to when I'm playing my piano and singing and I just pick any song randomly out of anywhere.
So basically what you're doing is you're farming happy chemicals in your brain. You're farming those chemicals and dopamine. When you play video games and you do something good, it instantly releases some dopamine. And I think it's the same thing when you're singing music.
Yeah.
And if you love what you do and you're singing, you're constantly feeding your brain that dopamine hit. Like, oh my God,
and I'm
love
not thinking
this.
About anything else.
No, you just love it. You're
really
in
rewarding.
The moment and you're loving what you're doing.
That
there's
makes
nothing
sense.
Else.
Okay.
There's no other thoughts. Like you're not thinking about bills. You're not thinking about work.
No.
You're just in that zone, right?
And I'm not thinking about what anybody else is
thinking about you.
Of me.
Right.
Especially even at a gig, people are watching me. There's hundreds of people watching me, but I just connect with them through the song. They're not thinking about Lissa, the person. They're thinking about the song.
Absolutely.
And that's a connector. So here's a follow-up question, though, because people say that, you shouldn't play games every day. It rots your brain. And you maybe shouldn't
that's
play for
true.
20 hours. But I do think I watch Ben and Amy, my niece and nephew, and when they play, it's very skillful and they're very ambidextrous and they're so good at it. I'm going, that's a skill.
Yeah. If you talk to a doctor about video games, they actually would recommend you play a video game for an hour a day. But it's the thing about moderation. It's the hardest part for kids is to stop. Like, okay, I'm continuing to get these dopamine hits.
Right.
Like, you have to stop your body from getting those dopamine hits. Otherwise, you start to, like, look for it in other places and you can't get it and it starts becoming a problem. That's the thing. It's always moderation.
And also making sure who they're playing with.
Well, that's for a kid, obviously, you don't want them online. You don't want them online playing with strangers.
Right.
If they're going to be playing with people, have them directly connect to that person that they know and play with. But for me, I've genuinely met some of my best friends online gaming.
That's good.
A couple of them I've actually met in real life. We've traveled 5-6 hours to meet each other. Others that I've genuinely been playing with for 12 years, I've never met. And I've been playing with them for 12 years.
But there's a freedom to that too. I don't want to say it's a friendship detachment, but there's no pressure for you to show up in real life and do anything. Like, that person's not going, hey, can you help me move this weekend?
No.
There's a little bit of a detached freedom there.
Yeah, he's in Milwaukee. He's actually an ex-UFC fighter. Now he's training. He does a wrestling coach. He's a wrestling coach at college.
Wow.
And he goes online, he plays, and he's actually the nicest guy. And I would love to meet him, but he's in Milwaukee, and it's tough. Like, you know, that we both
do. You ever rub it in his face when you beat him in a fight scene and be like, ha ha, former wrestler, and I just wipe the floor with you.
Unfortunately, he's phenomenal at the game and would destroy me.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.